Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:17 GMT. Today is November 21st, and again, it's been another very interesting day in here today. Stock markets came under renewed selling pressure today, and one of the greatest losers today was Hong Kong, that was down 4.15%, over 1,000 points. And that weakness fed through right into Europe, and you had a good number of the European indices down in excess of 2%, in the FTSE among those. And in Wall Street today, you've had the just about all of the indices down in excess of 1%, the Dow down 211 points, down 1.62%. So while we certainly look like we're in the end game for this particular move, because stock markets are becoming increasingly oversold looking, and when we look at those bank shares, they are no longer leading this move on the downside. So that is something to bear in mind. And if we see upward dynamics from bank shares, that would be a very good signal that we have reached a bottom. Another very interesting development that we've seen in here over the last couple of days has been the unwinding of leverage in the currency markets. Now, a lesson that we can draw from what happened in mid-August was that we had extremely climactic activity in the currency markets, which then signaled the bottom in the stock markets. Now, it's too early to say yet that we have reached a bottom for a number of the currency charts that we can look at, but we are seeing some very interesting moves. The yen has strengthened quite considerably. It was up a further 1.6 yen today. And the dollar is strengthening against a number of those commodity currencies. So against the Australian dollar, it was stronger by a full 2 cents and a bit more than that today. And against the Canadian dollar, it was stronger by almost a full cent as well. Of course, most people talk about the yen carry trade, and we can see the unwinding of that through the strength of the yen, particularly over the last couple of weeks. But the dollar over the last 3 or 4 months has also been used as a carry currency because it has been weak and because the interest rate profile is decreasing. So that has also been used as a carry currency, and the fact that we're seeing the dollar strengthen against some of those commodity currencies, which have been towers of strength over the last 4 and 5 months, is another indication to us that we're seeing the unwinding of leveraged positions. So if we were to pick one area to really watch for a signal that we could be coming to the end or to the bottom of this particular down move, it's probably going to show up first in those currencies which are particularly weak against the dollar in here today, or when we look at the yen strengthening against the dollar. The other important thing to bear in mind here is that, the number of bearish comments that we have seen over the last couple of days is probably enough to fill a number of volumes, and as sentiment becomes increasingly bearish, and justifiably so in one regard, because people are, there is a phrase we use in the chart seminar that our deeds travel with us from afar, and what we have done makes us what we are. It's from George Eliot's Middlemarch. But the experiences that we've had generally tend to very much shade how we're feeling about a given position. And for those of us that are long, we are much more inclined to be bearish. But of course, as we go down, what we should really be feeling is less bearish, because we're coming increasingly close to that next big buying opportunity. As I said, there is no evidence yet that we are there right now, but it is certainly something that we need to be aware we are coming close to, as opposed to becoming increasingly bearish, as is the temptation. And so a bright spark out there really is the strength of government bonds. We're not seeing government bond yields rising. In fact, the long-dated yield fell below 4% today, and US Treasuries were up another 8 points. They're at 116.5 in here today. So we're continuing to see strength in the bond markets, and that is a positive for the longer term potential here. It's certainly not, we're not certainly not seeing stock markets falling because of rising yields. Oil was another headline in here today. It hit over $99. The high was at 99.29, but fell back considerably from that level and closed out the day around $97. But given the fact that $100 is such a psychological level, it really wouldn't be that surprising if we see oil continue to range around in this area. And while many people would look at this perhaps as a broadening pattern after a quite a large uptrend, $100 is really very significant, and if we see a little bit of drawdown around this level, it probably won't be that surprising. But with that said, oil would really need a downward dynamic to check the momentum beyond a brief pause, and $100 could be pierced in the short term, all depending. But personally, I think there's a much greater chance that it is going to range around here. Gold was also well worthy of mention today because it was only down $1 following that very impressive upward dynamic and key day reversal that it posted yesterday, held on to the entire gain, and it's back above $800. And as long as it holds this gain and perhaps can improve upon it in the coming days, that really is very positive action. But it's unlikely that gold is going to be able to rally all on its own. And if we continue to see weakness in the stock markets, it may continue to consolidate around these levels. But if we see the low for stock markets, even if it's a short-term low, we could see gold rallying quite considerably because it is, in terms of relative strength, holding up very well. Silver was down 8 cents today. It's at 1461, so still encountering resistance around $15. That was where the high was today. And platinum had been quite low today, but rallied well off its lows and finished out the day relatively unchanged. So we are seeing relative strength in the precious metal sector as fears filter through from stock markets and currency markets, that leverage is being unwound, and we're seeing inflationary fears coming to the fore, and certainly fears of stagflation going forward. It also points to the fact that while we have had a big drawdown on gold, not so much in platinum, we've had a drawdown in silver, but it's not nearly as much as in stock markets. And while there must have been some leverage there, probably not nearly as leveraged as some of the stock markets. The industrial metals are also worthy of comment for the reason that they have come under rather significant selling pressure over the last couple of days. The prime candidates for a reaction are lead and tin. Tin had been hitting new highs until the end of last week and then broke that progression of short-term progression of rising lows and has fallen considerably over the last 3 days. But it is probably one of the most high-flying of those industrial commodities, and these are in a corrective phase, and lead is very similar. It's below $3,000 today, and that takes out the lows that we saw over the last couple of months, and there is every chance that we're going to see a further correction here. What it really needs to do is post an upward dynamic to get it back above 3,000 and then back above 3,500. And in the absence of upward dynamics, we can probably give the downside the benefit of the doubt in the short to medium term. Over the longer term, these industrial metals are still very much within a secular bull market. But as we've seen in the past, they are very much capable of going through consolidations that last a number of years, and some of them have actually been consolidating for an excessive year of a year. Copper is an example there, although it has also fallen down through that 300 level, which has offered support over the last 6 to 8 months. And we could see some further weakness in this sector. So in the short term, probably a little weaker, but over the long term, very much intact. And as with all these industrial and precious metals that we've been saying over the last 2 and 3 years, that medium-term corrections have inevitably been buying opportunities. And with that thought, I will leave you, but thank you very much for your time.